Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. And I'm very happy to be with you today. It's been a very hectic few weeks. So a little bit off schedule, a little bit behind. I can admit that. Look, I'm not perfect. Running a business isn't always perfect, right? Life sometimes gets in the way, but that's not an excuse. However, I am here and I am here to talk to you today about anxious overthinking and sabotaging relationship patterns. Now, before I dive into that, so much is going on behind the scenes. If you're on the email list, you should have been receiving some updates and some information about the new Love Loft Luxury VIP Day. So excited about that. Already started booking dates for it for the end of the year. And it's just something that's been on my heart for a long time as far as creating a luxury holistic healing experience. And this has been something that for the past about almost four years since the summer of 2019 was when the vision first came to my mind. I was doing a hypnotherapy visualization and I had this vision, I had this idea for it. And for the last few years, I've sat on it and I've thought about it and I've tried to figure out how can I put this together. It was also me finding the worthiness and the confidence to be able to package it and know exactly what I wanted to deliver to my clients and knowing what my clients needed and how I could give them an amazing breakthrough and experience with a VIP day. So over the past few years of just coaching and the CCC program, which we're going to talk about shortly, just talking about what to expect for the upcoming Captivating Weekend, which I'm also excited about. It's just a lot of good news. I gotta admit, it's a lot of good news. And now that I'm saying this out loud, it's sinking in even more that it's a lot of great news. But for the VIP day, because for the last few years of running the CCC program, we're now in year three. We've had successful marriages and relationships and all of those things come out of working with clients in CCC and even just those who just really needed to work on themselves and become better for themselves. It has been an amazing experience and working that closely with high achieving women who value personal development. They understand the energy blocks, the spiritual blocks, the heart blocks that they may be experiencing in their love life. They understand that they want to be able to create more connections and go on a deeper level as far as being able to connect with their heart and with a man's heart and just creating more emotional intimacy, even in their personal relationships, whether it's family, friends, any of that. Putting together this day, I knew exactly what I wanted my clients to experience. Now, if you're not currently a client, that's okay too. You're still my client. But if you're the type of woman that enjoys travel, you enjoy luxury experiences, you also value personal development and healing and growth, and you're like the what I would call a modern traditionalist, where you definitely are a high achiever and you're ambitious and you kind of just need to take that time to prioritize yourself. And you're also a woman who values some tradition, right? You value your feminine essence, your feminine superpower, intimacy, emotional connections. Like that is something that matters to you. The luxury VIP day experience is for you. So if you're already on the email list, you should be able to look into your emails and find out more about that. Simply send me an email. Or you can send me a message on Instagram, send me a DM with VIP. Just reply back VIP or send me a DM with the word VIP, and I'll send you over a brief overview video where you can learn all about the luxury VIP day experience, the new Love Loft experience, and get the information that you need. And if it's something that you're interested in or you're interested in booking, then go ahead and book your 15-minute consultation. We can just talk it over, talk about whatever payment options, what to expect, answer any questions that you have so you can make a decision and so that you can get on the books. Because right now, this is just a monthly experience. I can only do one a month just because the coaching program and then family life and then everything else. So right now, in getting the team together, because there's a team of practitioners, everyone has to have the same availability for the same time of day. So right now we're only booking one of these a month, which makes them extremely limited. We're already booking out 2 to 3 months in advance for those who are interested and ready to secure their date. So if it's something that you are interested in, make sure that you send VIP to either DM on Instagram, or you can simply reply to an email. Just send me an email. The information to everything will be in the show notes, and book your consultation. And you'll also get the video so you can get clear on what exactly to expect and if it is a good option for you. Now, before I get into today's episode, I also want to talk to you about the upcoming 3-day captivating weekend. Yes, we are in our next enrollment period for coaching, and we are opening up the doors for the next 3-day captivating weekend experience. This is a 3-day virtual event that leads the coaching program. It's something that's new to the program. We did the first one in July. It was a really positive experience. Wow, I learned so much from the ladies. I learned so much about myself. I should have done a recap. I'll do a better recap for that. I actually did do a recap, but I want to go a little bit deeper. But I learned so much about myself with the 3-day captivating weekend. I'm not going to lie, I was really scared at first. I was really scared to host it. I was a little intimidated by the energy that I was going to have to hold for the weekend. I was getting nervous. Like, I don't know. It's 3 days. It's like a 3 full days. I'm going to have to be coaching and holding space. And I was a little intimidated. I was worried about my introverted energy having to go into a shell and not having the energy to show up the next day. But I leaned into it, and I'm so excited because it was a great experience. I got a lot of positive feedback, and the upcoming one is going to be even better. Now that we've done the first, make some tweaks to the upcoming one. And for those who are in coaching, you have access. If you're in the 12-month coaching program, you have access to all 3 captivating weekends that we will be hosting in a 12-month period. So that means that whether you attended the last one and you want to attend this one, you have the opportunity to do that. It's totally included with your membership, with your coaching package. If you didn't get a chance to attend the last one and you're still in 12-month coaching and you want to attend the next one, you can do that too. Here's the thing, and let me just say this. I work with high achievers. So they are professionals, they have careers, they have busy lives, they have all of that. In the student portal, we already have the sign up for the 3-day weekend. It is November 10th through the 12th. Let me just say that. It's November 10th through the 12th. If you're not in coaching, look for your emails or simply sign up for the wait list. I'll put that information in the description for the link for the sign up for the wait list in the show notes. The dates are November 10th through the 12th. This should give you enough time, unless certain career fields, I understand, but in most cases, this should give you enough time right now to mark off your calendar, to clear out your schedule, to request time off if you need to make yourself a priority for these 3 days. Now, I'm going to go deeper into detail in another episode about everything to expect, some add-ons, some takeaways, some things that I'm going to be doing differently, what you can look forward to when you decide to join the Captivating Courtship Code coaching program and to attend the upcoming 3-day Captivating Weekend. Now, unlike the VIP day, which is an in-person experience, the 3-day Captivating Weekend, you can join from anywhere in the world because it is a 3-day virtual conference. So that means you have no excuse. I don't care if you're in Canada, the UK, the Middle East, you're on the African continent, the Caribbean, wherever you are in the world, you can join. We had clients last year who actually were traveling for work in Africa. They were traveling at the time and still decided to attend, still showed up, traveled back to the States, and then came back the next day to attend coaching. Kudos to you, girl. You did that. So I want to give credit where credit is due. But there's no excuse. If you really want to be in the room, if this is something that is really valuable to your own personal growth, your love life, your development, giving yourself the opportunity to prioritize yourself, your big vision for what you want for your life, what you want for your family life, for your relationships, for all of that, this is the room that you need to be in. And doors for that will open up in just another about week or two. I don't have that specific information right in front of me, so I don't want to say it, but listen out for it, stay in tune, and get ready to join coaching so that you can attend the winter, which I know it's November, it's still kind of fallish, but we're calling it the winter 3-day captivating weekend, so that you can be a part of this beautiful experience, meet your sisters, bond. It's so much learning, growth, and development. In those 3 days, you're gonna walk away feeling like a different woman. And I am here for it, and I am here for you. Now, today we're talking about anxious overthinking and sabotaging relationship patterns. This has been coming up a lot. And if you're on the email list, you've probably been seeing me talking a lot about anxious attachment, relationship anxiety, and those who struggle with a lot of overthinking, ruminating thoughts, spiraling thoughts, and how that's showing up in your relationships. It could be your friendships. It could be your personal life. It could just be your romantic life. But how this is showing up in your relationships due to past wounds, due to triggers, due to relationship trauma that you may have experienced. Now, for many of the women that I work with, I would say most of the women, probably 95% of the women that I work with, experience a deep fear of being hurt, rejected, or they have abandonment wounds. And once you start to go through the courtship process and you start to meet partners, these wounds are going to come up for you, which is why we talk so much about relationship patterns. What's really interesting and something that I observe is that for many women, when they first join coaching, and they dive straight in and they first focus on where am I going to meet someone, getting on, you know, whether it's on apps or going out meeting someone in person, it doesn't really matter which one, just your preference. But they get really focused on that and they kind of try to bypass some of the inner healing and the inner work and focusing on their patterns. Now, my personal belief and what I encourage you to do is to work on your patterns while going through the courtship process, meaning that you are meeting potential men, you are getting out there, you are getting courtship experiences, you're not in the mindset and in the belief that you can only have one or the other, that you either are focused on your healing and your personal development, or you're focused on meeting someone, or that you have to wait until you feel fully healed before you can go out there and start meeting people. I do not believe in that, and I do not think that is the most effective way to heal or to meet a potential partner. And here's the reason why. When you are in a space where you're just solely focused on healing, which is not a bad thing, but you're solely focused on healing, you're solely focused on yourself, maybe you're reading books, maybe you've been in therapy, maybe you've been doing some other holistic practices, whatever those things are, when you are in a space of isolation, a lot of the beliefs that you have about your triggers, your wounds, about how far you've come, is just in theory. It hasn't actually been put to use. It hasn't actually been implemented. You haven't been courting. You haven't been meeting men. You haven't had any relationships. So because of that, it's all in theory. It's all in your head. And then once you start meeting people, and especially when you meet someone that you're really attracted to and you're really excited about and that you really like, that's when all the stuff is going to come up and you're going to realize, oh, I still have work to do. And then you're going to be even harder on yourself because you're going to convince yourself that you should have known better and that you should be better and all this other stuff, all these other beliefs will come up, which will just talk you back into your comfort zone of avoiding relationships. Or if, especially if you're someone with the trophy love loop, you're just going to be super resilient and just keep running into a wall. Because my trophy girls are very resilient with love and my love me love loops. Those two, extremely resilient with love. My toxics are very resilient with love, where you'll just keep running into a wall. You'll just keep trying, doing the same things, repeating the same mistakes, repeating the same experiences, and just keep running into a wall, burning yourself out, getting back up and doing it again. So you're not seeing any real progress and you're just kind of running on a treadmill in your love life. Now, some of the other parent types might go into avoidance or shutting down and going long periods of time without meeting partners or getting out there. But either way, the reality is that you won't know until you know. It's like I told a friend recently she's getting her business off the ground and she's been struggling a little bit with getting her business off the ground. I've actually had this conversation with several friends who are perfectionists, or they're sabotaging their prosperity, they're sabotaging their success because they have this idea that things are supposed to be perfect or complete, or everything has to be in order. It has to be exactly what they want and exactly what they like until they are ready to build something or to really get their business off the ground or to really promote it or whatever those things are. And I encourage them and tell them all the time that you just have to do it. You just have to get started, because when you actually are in motion and you're actually building, you're actually getting clients and you're actually building your business, you're going to realize that there are tweaks that you're going to have to make. There are pivots you're going to have to make. You may realize that what you set out to do and what you want to do or need to do is very different. And you're not going to get that unless you are getting actual real life experience. You don't get that just by being in theory of what you want your business to be or who you want to serve or any of those things. So the same thing goes with your love life and with your relationships, is that you have to work on healing your patterns. You have to work on your feminine essence, your feminine power, learning how to make emotional, intimate connections and be more vulnerable and communicate and all of those things while getting out there and meeting people. You don't wait for one to be perfect to do the other. Or something that came up once on a consultation with a now client was that she had the belief that when I meet the person, then I will work on myself. Or when I meet the person, when I meet my person, when I get my husband, when I get married, then we can work on it together. Then we can heal in it together. And it's like, why would you want to set up your love life in that way, where now you're bringing all your stuff, all your drama to the relationship? Or you're seeking a partner that you feel is going to be equally broken or needs equal work, so that you can go into the relationship where both of you have all this baggage and all this stuff to fix. While yes, that's possible, and many people do pursue relationships in that fashion, how much time are you wasting by waiting to be better and hoping that you're going to choose a partner who's also going to be better, and then hoping that the relationship will be better? Instead, when you can just work on yourself while meeting partners and pick a healthy partner so you can have a healthy, happy relationship with, and yeah, you're going to have to do some work. Yeah, you're going to have to learn each other. Like, that's inevitable. Healing is a journey, but it's going to be a lot of less work. Like, if you have 80% of it done, then that 20 is not going to weigh down the relationship. But if you're waiting and you're delaying and now you have 80% of work to do because you've only focused on 20, how great of a relationship is that going to be? That's going to drag down the quality of the relationship, and it's going to cause so much drama and so much unnecessary pain. So we don't want to wait and think that you have to have one or the other. You absolutely want to focus on both. Now, if you have been in an anxious cycle and you find yourself where you identify as an overthinker, a worrier, which, by the way, I'm a super worrier and a super overthinker, so I get you 100%. It's something that I consciously work on every single day. Like, I consciously have to do deep meditations and all different types of mindset work and emotional regulation every single day, because I can go into a space of worrying and anxiety and all of that. So I get you, trust me 100%. And that's what I show up as a coach and provide you with tools and things that have worked for me so that it can work for you as well. But if you're in this space, then more than likely you've probably experienced a lot of hot and cold relationship cycles where you feel really pursued in the beginning. You meet a great guy, maybe you're attracted to him, maybe he's just really interested in you, whatever the situation, and he's pursuing you and it's like a hot pursuit and he's really interested and he's consistent and it feels really good and you're building this beautiful emotional connection. But what happens is, once you start to develop that connection and you start to develop some feelings and some attachment, you find yourself in a space where the funnel flips. And the pedestal that you were once on, where the man was pursuing you and he seemed really certain, really confident, and so excited about you, that pedestal gets lowered and you find yourself starting to lean in and chase or pursue the commitment, or trying to convince him that you're good enough, or convince him why he should be ready or why he should want the relationship, or just simply that you're the one. You find yourself overworking, overfunctioning to prove that you are the one, that you are enough, and to try to hold on to the relationships. Now, leaning in could also look like you constantly in need of communication or in need of connection in order to feel safe, in order to feel valued, in order to feel validated, in order to feel secure in the relationship by gaining closeness, by checking in, making sure he's still interested, making sure he's serious about you, constant communication throughout the day. Not saying that that's negative or bad, but you're also finding yourself that in the beginning, you kind of held your emotions and you kind of held your cool a little bit longer. And then you start going into pursuing in order to make sure that you are close and relationship is working. You may also find yourself, here's another thing that could also happen. You get really comfortable with the emotional connection and how things are developing, that you essentially kind of, I don't want to say friend zone yourself, but you put yourself in the position where it's kind of friendly, I'll say, for lack of better words. Not saying that a friendship and all that isn't important. It absolutely is. But it's the fact that the man no longer is in that pursuit, and you feel like you've kind of settled into the space where he's no longer really pushing things forward or feels the need to commit. Now, I have found that there are some real reasons, especially for my trophy girls and my love me patterns, that this happens. And I'm going to talk about that later. But if you've been experiencing that and you've been in a cycle of burnout or breakups or situationships, like you're always feeling like you're so close to commitment, so close to the relationship, like close but no cigar, right? Like you're so close, but you just never fully get the relationship or the commitment that you want, then more than likely these patterns, whether it's the trophy or the love me or the toxic or maybe any of the other eight, if you don't know your pattern types, go watch the free Love Loops Masterclass. It's a mini course, actually. Go watch that. Get clear on what your love loops are. Get clear on your sabotaging relationship patterns. But these patterns are coming up for you and it's sabotaging your opportunity for relationship success. And if you want a healthy and secure love, you want commitment, you want marriage or a life partner, and you just want the type of relationship that you feel safe to let go, you feel safe to emotionally let go, to just receive love, to give love, and to just be fully invested, and you just want that relationship, like you're just at that point, like you don't have to justify it. It's okay. It's normal to want a partner. It's normal to want love. You may be telling yourself that you're always on this bridge to commitment, or that you are always in these kind of sort of relationships, you're experiencing burnout, or you're just over the breakups because you only attract emotionally unavailable or non-committal men. Now, there may be some truth to that. You may be in a cycle, maybe for the past few months, maybe for the past few years, maybe for several decades for some of you, where you feel like you're constantly attracting emotionally unavailable and non-committal men. And that may be true, but I want to offer you something. Your energy, right? And this is where we have to be in our power as captivating queens. We have to be in our power and be in our throne and understand that our energy and relationship anxiety can stop us from crossing the bridge. Or let me just put that in a different term. Your energy and your relationship anxiety may be stopping you from crossing the commitment bridge. Okay. So I want you to visualize and imagine that commitment is a bridge. It's a pathway. You're on one side, the man is on the other, and you have to cross this bridge. Now, there are milestones and different things that need to happen in order to create the safety, the security, in order to move the relationship forward for both of you. Okay. And you want to cross this bridge together. You want to walk this bridge together. Actually, you know what? As I'm saying this, I'm going to reimagine that bridge for you. let's reimagine the bridge. Because I think the bridge has always been defined as someone on one side and then you on the other. That's typically how I would describe it. But I want to actually offer a different vision. Let's envision the bridge as you and the guy are on that bridge together at the beginning of the bridge. So you're not opposite sides of the bridge. You're both on the bridge together. Now, as you are crossing the bridge together, there are a few things that are going to happen. Either you're going to run across that bridge and you're going to be the one to get way further ahead of him and cross the bridge before him and try to get to the commitment before him. You're going to walk that bridge slowly together and pace it side by side, which is great, right? It's a steady pace. Or he's going to lead the bridge and he's going to be ahead of you. Those are kind of like the three different scenarios. The only one that's really causing you frustration is when you're running across that bridge and getting further ahead of him. So you have to understand how to cross that commitment bridge. Now, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that right now. But it's also important to understand that there are different milestones and things that need to happen anywhere between after 30 days, I would say up to about 6 months of you courting in person. That doesn't mean long distance. We have a whole long distance protocol in the CCC community to talk about how to approach long distance, the difference with long distance, and what to do about that. But for in person, and if it's local and you're relatively close, what that period between about 30 days to about 6 months, what that bridge looks like is going to have to make or break success and how and your patterns show up during that bridge, the things you experience, all of those things. And that's what we're talking about in coaching this week in the CCC community. And that is also what we're talking about today in this episode. So not only are there milestones, and I'm not going to get into the relationship milestones, that's in module 6 of the CCC program. Under the commitment module, you can learn more about that in the courtship process. Actually, I'm sorry, that's in the 5-step courtship blueprint. That's where the milestones for the courtship process after 30 days. You can watch that video and find out more about that. But today we're talking about the commitment bridge and why you need to understand a commitment bridge and why it works. Understanding this bridge, how to navigate this bridge, why it works. The first thing that I want to offer you, the first thought that I want to offer you about the commitment bridge is that energy can be felt. Okay, your energy can be felt. I'm very big. I'm like one of the most spiritual people that I know. One of the most spiritual people that I know. I know some pretty deep people. But I'm super big on spirituality, and so are the women that I work with. And one thing that I want you to understand is that energy is real. Like, energy is very real. I don't care if you're not into the woo-woo. Like, that's fine. Maybe you're more religious. Maybe you're more woo. Maybe you're both like me. I'm religious, and I'm also very woo. Or maybe you're not into any of it at all. Like, that's perfectly okay. I'm going to try to appeal to you logically as well. But in either case, energy is very real. Energy can be felt. And I strongly believe that whether a person is in front of you or if they're at a distance, we can feel each other's energy, especially when a connection has been established. So understanding that, and that energy can either be created or destroyed, right? It just exists. So you have energy all around you that you're interacting with, right? So your energy can be felt. And when you're in a space of being anxiously attached and you're overthinking and you're worrying and you're trying to get the commitment and you're trying to rush across that commitment bridge before the man and you're applying pressure or you're leaning in and you're pursuing and you're chasing and you're coming off your throne and all of those things, when you're in that space and your old patterns arise, your energy is going to sabotage your potential relationships. And I see this all the time in coaching with women who are so close. Like, they're amazing women. They're successful and ambitious. They're also very traditional. They're also very feminine. And they actually are pretty good at creating emotional connections. If you are this type of woman, I want you to lean in for a moment, because this is something that it took me a long time to learn. For the woman who is emotionally available, maybe you're emotionally reactive, maybe you anxiously attach, maybe you just get really committed early on in the process and you find yourself just like narrowing in on a man that you like, you have a hard time opening up your options. If you're that type of girl and you are vulnerable and you do like to communicate, not saying you're a perfect communicator, not saying that you don't make mistakes, like it's okay. But ultimately, you're pretty good at making emotional connections. And you know this because maybe the men in your life are always coming back into your life, or maybe you're able to create these emotional bonds and emotional connections without any physical intimacy. Maybe you find yourself often in kind of sort of relationships, or you actually get the man to invest a level of consistency and time across a period of time, but just not the commitment. Something that I have come to learn about this type of woman and why you get stuck on this bridge over and over and over again, which is super exhausting. One is because of your energy. Your energy is too attached. We already know this. We're already clear. I don't need to go too deep into that, right? So, of course, you need to heal your patterns and your beliefs, and you need to bring those things to coaching so you can work through that. We're also adding in working towards these new heart channeling meditations to really help you with managing your triggers, managing your emotions. That's been a long time in the making. Getting those for the program, it's been a whole thing. Not even going to get into that right now. But part of the reason why you're stuck on this bridge and why you keep finding yourself stuck on this bridge is because you have to learn to trust. You have to learn to heal your patterns. You have to learn to manage your emotions. And you have to learn to stay on your throne. The thing with this type of woman, if this is you, and it usually ascribes even more to like my trophy girls and my love me's more than anyone. For those love loops, you tend to be very emotionally available. I would say too emotionally available. And not realizing that that is part of your authenticity. That is part of your superpower. That is something where maybe some of the other patterns like the adapters or the too goods or the avoiders, they may struggle a lot more with emotional intimacy, which is normal. It's okay. It's perfectly fine. They're both insecure attachment styles. But for the trophies, the love me's, maybe even for the toxics, you guys or you ladies tend to be super emotionally available and don't realize that you give so much of that away during the courtship process and when you're crossing the commitment bridge. And that is the reason why you struggle. Now, I can go a lot deeper into that. I'm not going to go deeper into that today, but I will be talking about that with you when you book your consultation, and I'm going to talk more about this new offer that we have to help you get clarity on that. So you have to get back on your throne, okay, in order to cross this commitment bridge, to get out of either the start stops, the hot colds, always getting almost to the bridge, almost to the other side, to the commitment, but not quite there. You have to learn to manage being on your throne. You also need to make sure that you are really grounded in your value and your captivating life. Now, one thing that I'm definitely looking forward to for the upcoming Captivating Weekend is that we're going to be designing all of this, especially for the next 90 days, which will mean for the end of the year up into the beginning of 2024. Can you believe we're going into 2024? How futuristic does that sound? But we're going to be working on designing and creating that to help you to stay on your throne. So you have a real clear plan of action and you are very clear on what you need to be doing, especially for the next 90 days. So we're going to dive into that during the 3-day Captivating Weekend. But you need to be fully grounded in your authenticity and in your captivating life. And then get real clear on understanding the 5-step commitment blueprint. So in the portal, in the modules, during the courtship process, we talk to you about the 5-step commitment blueprint and what to expect. And usually when someone watches that video, especially those with these love loop patterns, they tend to watch that video and get really clear, like, oh, that's the missing step. That's what I have been doing. These are the things that I've been skipping that I need to get more intentional about. So having that 5-step commitment blueprint and understanding how to actually cross that bridge to commitment, what needs to happen, what are those milestones, and how to stay on your throne and grounded in your authenticity during that time will allow you to cross the commitment bridge. Very important and very, very life-changing. So I want you to use those tools, revisit them over and over, bring them to coaching, post in the community, or you can even use our new, super excited, our new feature in the Captivating Courtship Code program, whether you're in the program or if you're in coaching, but our new feature, which is our new portal called The Code, which launches this week. And with The Code, you can submit an anonymous question to our coaching board, and you'll be able to submit a question and get direct feedback. And when you're on that commitment bridge and stuff comes up for you, whether you post in a community to ask the other women how do they handle experiences, or if you need some direct feedback and maybe you can't attend a coaching call, or maybe you just need some coaching and you just have some additional questions, you can now submit a question to The Code so that you can stay on code for commitment. Definitely we'll be sharing more about that on the upcoming episode, but I just had to slip that in there because we sent out the email this week to CCC clients to let them know that The Code is coming, is open, and you'll be able to submit your questions. And that is something that I hope everyone who's either a current client or a future client really values, that new feature for the CCC program. So if this is you, if this sounds like you, I have a new video that I want to share with you about the commitment bridge. And this new video is going to help you to understand how you can attract a healthy, committed relationship and stop experiencing burnout, breakups, and situationships by using the 5-step commitment blueprint. I'm going to help you to understand exactly how to cross that commitment bridge. Even if you're already in a relationship or you're courting someone, understanding how you can stop allowing old sabotaging patterns and your love loops to cause conflict or drama or just kind of knock the relationship around, I'm going to teach you that in this new video so that you can have a loving, healthy connection that will make your relationship even better or help you to attract the type of relationship that you desire. So understanding how to stop allowing your old patterns to sabotage that loving, healthy connections that you have in your life will make not only your love life better, but your personal relationships better, and also help you to be able to get on track for your ultimate dream life. So to get this video, you simply send a DM on Instagram or send an email. The link and information is in the show notes with the word 5 steps to get this exclusive video 100% free. The information is in the show notes. So whether you want information on the new VIP day experience, you can DM or email VIP, or if you want the new video that explains to you the commitment bridge and how you can get out of the cycle of burnouts, breakups, and situationships, or to help to reclaim your current relationship, you're going to email or DM 5 steps. And hey, if you want both, you can get both. You can have it all. It's all available to you. So I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I'll talk to you soon. If you're a high-achieving woman who wants to make more connections, have better courtship experiences, and commit to the right ready man, I want to invite you to a free 60-minute consultation with me. On this call, we're going to get clear on 3 things. Where you are in your love life, where you want to be in the next 12 months, and what exactly is holding you back. And then we'll discuss the next best steps for you to make this happen quickly. Now, at the end of this consultation, I'm going to give a special invite for you to work with me. This consultation will help you discover which program will give you the most success right now. And because I'm going to tell you what it took me 7 years to perfect, how to connect, court, and commit to the right ready man, I'm so sure that I can transform your love life that I'll offer you an unusual guarantee. You ready? Simply go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching and apply and book your call. The link is in the show notes.